This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again, for another week of information, well, it's going to take us a week. It'll take us an hour to get the info from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health as to what's been going on in the research laboratories and the investigations that have been done and what's been published in the journals of medicine. I'm Doug Steffen, here to help Dr. Ken shepherd this information so that you understand how it may apply to you. That's really the beauty of this time we spend together. We always cover a number of topics every week, various studies and things that will impress you. Last week we spent a lot of time, Ken, talking about depression and what's going on, how do people get depressed and that sort of thing. I noticed that there is a study this week about depression and anxiety and how it impacts young adults as compared to teenagers. This is kind of interesting. I'd be interested also to know how depression and anxiety, even though it wasn't part of the study, affects those of us who are our age.
Well, this is a Harvard survey that's out this week, Doug, that finds while rising rates of depression and anxiety among American teens are getting most of the attention, a lot of this has to do with social media screens and all the rest. But it turns out that young adults may be struggling even more with these conditions, according to this new report from the Harvard Graduate School of Education. Here's the amazing data, the numbers, they're just unbearable. Unbelievable. Approximately 36% of young adults said they struggle with anxiety compared to 18% of teens. And regarding depression, 29% of young adults, Doug, said they experience it compared with 15% of teens. It seems that young adults, they're just struggling with a lack of meaning and purpose in their life.
Interesting. I find the whole business of, no matter what your age, the impact social media and those devices are having on our lives. You can't go down the street, you can't get in a car, you can't be in an office, you can't be anywhere that people don't have their devices out and they're busily using their thumbs to type notes to like something earth-shaking and, you know, who knows, it could be about having carrots for dinner tonight. It's a compulsion. And I think it's the most unhealthy thing that's happened to us as a society, as a people, in my lifetime. It's worse than, you know, I mean, look at the amount, the toll that it takes on human life, human behavior. Yeah, it's worse than a nuclear war. I don't know, maybe that's a little stretch, but we're at war with ourselves, and this stuff just keeps pounding away at us, and we look at it and believe it. Look at all the misinformation about what's going on in Israel and the Middle East that's coming because of people not being taught how to think and how to discern information. It's just mind-boggling. I'm not surprised that the depression isn't a problem, but as I've said, I think it affects all of us, no matter what our age. And it's a dangerous, I think it's very dangerous, frankly. But how are you going to turn back the clock on this? You're not going to do it, right? I mean, how are you? You can't turn back the clock. But you can. We had a conversation on the Good Day program this week. Jay Kirshner and I, the co-host, were talking about the what happens in Halloween, and we got into a discussion about how many people were on their cell phones while they were walking around, and did that help them? Let's say there was an emergency. She wants to give her child a phone at a certain age, and I said, I don't think that's a good idea. And she said, well, there's so much danger in the world today, and so many things can happen. What a horrible way. What, are we really living that horrible a life? That there's so much danger that everybody's afraid of everything? And again, back to the depression study that you're talking about, how can you not be depressed when you look around at what's going on and how people interpret things and their reactions to it. Wow. That's, I don't know, am I overcooking this or am I on the right path here?
But you know,
when people, when you come into your, when you go, when people come into your office and they sit down with you for a consultation, do they have their iPhones with them and are they looking at them while you're talking? I mean, I'm bringing myself to my experience in your office where we spend hours talking about the results of tests every year. And I don't have a, I don't have my cell phone with me, but I've walked past other people in offices there. They've had their cell phones, and I'll bet you the people, the staff, has their cell phone, their iPhone with them. Huh?
You know, we could spend the whole show on this. I mean,
yeah.
There are various policies. Some offices, when you walk in a medical office, they ask you to turn them off, period.
Yeah.
Some offices don't. I don't do that. I think because people rely on them for emergencies. You know, so I don't tell people, yeah, absolutely, you come in the door, you must turn your phone off. And I just, most people, when they're in the office, use them appropriately. If there's an emergency call, they can receive it. But when they're interacting, sometimes I'll actually, you know, tell them to look at, you know, we'll look up something together on the phone so we can look at some data together. So it can be used appropriately, not as a distraction, but as an educating tool as we read something together in the room. But I think we, most of the time during the exam time, are off our phones and not using them, only for some very special occasions.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of special occasions, this weekend, as this program airs, we are going back to standard time. We have been in daylight time, most of the country and much of the so-called civilized world. I'm not sure how how we define that, but at any rate, the tradition of doing this started when we were an agrarian economy, and we needed more time to work on the farms. It's pretty much the same as a summer school vacation. That came about as a result of the agrarian economy, which we don't have anymore. So why do we need this? There are some people, there has been a law introduced to change it to the same time, and there was an agreement. The House wanted to have, I believe, daylight time, and the Senate wanted to have standard time, and so, hello, as usual, gridlock, nothing gets done. And more people get more and more annoyed at this because it seems unnecessary at this point. So there's now a group of doctors who have suggested that we stay on one time, and I'm surprised, Ken, that they think standard time is the time to go to.
Give me a second. You know, we don't run from controversy on this show in medicine.
No.
And this is, I acknowledge, controversial. But the true experts, Doug, among physicians in sleep are sleep physicians. It's become a specialty. And you train in this. And you do research. You take care of the most difficult sleep problems among us. And there's an American Academy of Sleep. And who are the best experts among the physicians on sleep but the members of this American Academy of Sleep? So when the American Academy of Sleep puts out a position paper on ending daylight savings time, it catches my attention.
Sure.
So this position paper by the American Academy of Sleep, let's just delve in if we have a moment, why the American Academy of Physicians feels this way. And what they say is, a quote from this position paper is that a change to permanent standard time, Doug, is best aligned with human circadian biology, meaning the pattern of light and darkness best aligns with human activity and has the potential to produce beneficial effects for public health and safety. And this is directly from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. And they have impact. They are the smartest. When I have a patient who I have a problem with their sleep that I can't deal with, and I want a super specialist in this area, I'm going to this group of people. So we have to acknowledge what they're saying, even though it may trouble many of us who love our daylight savings time.
Yeah. Well, it is troubling. I don't know. I find that it's helpful to me as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, When I can stay out and work in the summertime till 9 o'clock, it's very helpful. And that would not be the case if we were on standard time. I'd only be able to go till 8 o'clock. And everything else, the radio time doing my program would stay the same, whether it's standard or whether it's daylight. So for me personally, I prefer daylight savings time. What do you prefer? Never mind what the doctors are saying. What do you prefer? What do you think works best for you, whether in your practice or your personal life?
I find that I am aligned with this circadian biology when I'm on regular time.
Yeah, really? Okay. All right, so there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Something else for you to think about that's helpful. That's what Ken is all about. Ken's here to help you out. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology is his clinic down in Florida. And boy, oh boy, people flock down to see him because he's so good. If you can't get to him, at least personally, why don't you get to him with a telemedicine Zoom call, which you can arrange by calling 352-735-1400. You can arrange time in his office if you want to go there. It's a neat place. I love the town. So you can come like I do every year and enjoy the day, go downtown, have a little lunch, right? Enjoy the warm southern hospitality of that part of Florida. 352-735-1400. That's the number for Dr. Ken's office. Here's a number for you to get a three-night, two-night stay, three-day. Hello, let me say this again. Three-day, two-night stay in Las Vegas. Lots of people, thousands of people have called this number so far, 800-419-3684, and they've gotten the trip that I promised them. Hello, you don't have to do anything except pick up the phone and call that number, 800-419-3684. No purchase is needed. It's like the lottery. I say that often. If you don't buy a ticket, you're not going to win. And if you don't call this number, you won't be able to get the three-day, two-night stay without cost in Las Vegas. And there are a couple of other places they're working on, too. Plus, tickets to a Las Vegas show, that may pop up in the conversation as well. So dial and win. You can't lose. 800-419-3684. Otherwise, you can translate that into 800-419-DOUG. Help yourself to a good time. Call Doug.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now, this is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. As I say, every week we go through a lot of... It's interesting. I was looking at last week's, the most recent Good Day Health download, the podcast and the program, which you can hear in its entirety at gooddayhealthshow.com, plus on a couple of hundred radio stations around the country. We talked about the benefits of better sleep patterns, but it was from a point of what it does for depression. And so that's why I said when we started the program talking about depression, there's a lot of that going on now, and you need to recognize it, because not only does it have a mental impact on you, it's the spirit-mind-body connection. The mind predicates what's going on in your body. And if you're under stress, you don't get, you know, the head's not working right, the body's not going to work right either. Right? And thus, the depression sets in. I think, am I making it too simple, Ken? Or is that
Making it straight on the way it is.
All right, let's go. We haven't had any COVID conversations, and I haven't missed them at all. But there is some news about Paxlovid. So those of you who do get long COVID, or you have people in your family, I was talking to a fellow last night at a restaurant whose whole family, he got the shots, whole family got COVID, he had a bad case of it. And he actually said something. He took Paxlovid and didn't do a thing for him. Now, it has obviously done some things for some people, but what's this latest story, Ken?
Well, he sounds like a tough patient.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
It sounds like a very challenging patient, and that's what makes medicine challenging and
challenging
not
itself.
Easy.
If
every patient was easy, I'd be home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon every day. But nevertheless, there is this very effective antiviral drug for COVID-19 for many called Paxlovid. And the question of whether to take it, it's usually prescribed if you're at risk of hospitalization, if you're at risk of dying from COVID, as opposed to those who are younger without much other medical issues. The current variant, for most, it's like a flu. But if you're over 75 or you have a lot of medical problems, chronic illnesses, you have issues with your immune system. You know the list. We've gone over them so many times. Then you are at risk of hospitalization and not surviving. And this is where Paxlovid is extremely effective in so many people. But it's a bit of a challenging drug to take. It's got to be taken early on, within 5 days. It interacts with a gigantic number of drugs, so it really has to be prescribed carefully. I think this drug interacts with as many drugs as I've ever seen any drug interact with. So, but another reason why patients will often ask me, should I take the Paxlovid, because they're hoping maybe it will prevent long COVID. They're maybe in their 30s, they're otherwise well, but what they're really concerned about with COVID-19 is, will they get this long COVID, this form that may be due to underlying persistent virus in the body, or the damage that COVID does to your body, or just to an immune problem that your overreactive immune system has caused damage. Well, the news out of Cell is that in a nearly 9,600 veteran study with Paxlovid, they had about the same risk of most post-COVID side effects as vets not treated with the antiviral medication. Bottom line, Doug, Paxlovid does not cut the risk of long COVID.
Yep. All right. Well, that's good to know, especially as highly promoted in the terms, the advertising of this drug is unprecedented. It's everywhere, and obviously they don't tell you the whole story, so it's good to have the whole story. Dr. Ken with the whole story here on Good Day Health. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's
candy.
Cookies. There's snacks. There's it's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 130 people are dead following an earthquake in Nepal. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 5.6 magnitude quake shook the northwestern part of the country just before midnight local time. About 140 people were injured in the quake, which caused landslides in the mountainous country. The President and First Lady visited the site of the most recent mass shooting in the U.S.
President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to a memorial near the restaurant where the tragic incident occurred.
This tragedy opens a painful, painful wound all across the country.
Elon Musk's new artificial intelligence startup will debut later today. XAI will release its first AI to a select group. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Four after the hour, another half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you around to some of the things that Ken has seen in his research this week, medical journals, and the result of a lot of focus, continuing focus on these things, because they do need to be interpreted, the studies do, and you need to know how they may impact you. So, if you're trying to keep your brain, there's been a lot of discussion this week on various programs that I've been involved with, Ken, talking about mental health, or more importantly, the health of the brain. You know, it's very interesting to understand the difference. You think your brain is all about your mentality. I guess it is to a point, but the brain is a functional organ, and how you think is a result of what goes on in that organ. So cognitive health, the whole discussion about Alzheimer's and how many people have it and how they get it and yada yada. So here's some good news. If you're a senior, something you can do to boost your cognitive health.
Sure. And cognition is thinking and remembering. And this is a report this week, Doug, in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Tai Chi. Tai Chi is a practice that involves a series of slow, gentle movements and physical postures, a meditative state of mind, and controlled breathing. And it's now being used in many areas to try to improve health. The news this week, Doug, is that Tai Chi classes, they help older adults improve their subtle problems with cognition. Again, this is memory and thinking skills. It also helps them with a fundamental multitasking skill, walking while your attention is elsewhere. And hopefully it's not elsewhere on your phone while you're walking, as we talked about earlier. But to multitask for the elderly is very important, and it's a skill that we who work and socialize and live with the elderly realize it deteriorates early, and this Tai Chi may help allow the elderly among us to multitask better.
I wonder if there's something beside Tai Chi from that same school of activity that would also would stand to reason, wouldn't it, that any kind of activity like boosts your blood flow and that sort of thing would help your cognitive health?
Well, I'm a scientist, so I deal in data, and we need to do a study, and that's what this study looked at. And you can, so often the body, you make assumptions, it fools you. So you would think that some of the others might, and hopefully we'll do some studies and confirm it. It's nice we have data. Annals of Internal Medicine, very believable medical journal. Tai Chi looks good. It gets a stamp of an A this week.
All right. Speaking of stats, I have my watch on, and my blood pressure is currently 120 over 74, which is higher than it usually is. I like to, every once in a while, talk about this with Ken because he has a great message as to how you can use these tools to keep an eye on what's going on in your body. My heartbeat right now is 62 beats a minute. Let's see, what else do I have?
Well, your blood pressure's a little up. You had a little bit of stress this morning, right?
Yeah. There you go. Yes, I've had a good deal of stress today concerning
the radio. And this is just an example of how reactive blood pressure is. Heart rate and blood pressure, they're very reactive to your mental and physical state. And this is why when you measure blood pressure and heart rate, you have to control for these two factors, mental and physical state, or you can think your blood pressure and heart rate are much higher than they really are. Doctors like to use baseline when your mental and physical states are nice and relaxed. And what Doug is talking about is remote patient monitoring. This is a new preventive tool that Medicare pioneered, did a really good thing for preventive cardiologists, allowing us to have these tools. We now have these high-tech watches. A lot of the work's has been done at Mount Sinai Medical School in Manhattan. We can measure blood pressure, heart rate, temperature, oxygenation, even mental stress based on this research done at Mount Sinai Medical School. And we can give you a number for what your mental stress is from 1 to 100, and you can get immediate biofeedback. Most insurers cover this, and it's just a wonderful way. Studies show it keeps you out of the hospital and out of the emergency room. And we can watch you in real time. And Doug's data from his watch, Bluetooth to his phone, and it goes right to my phone, and I can look at it in real time with him.
You're looking at it now? Patient. My oxygen level is 97%. I don't have my stress level. I haven't gotten that far yet, but you seem to get to that faster than I do, and it's usually pretty low. I wonder, because my blood pressure is up a little this morning, if the stress level is up as well.
Absolutely. But
shows how much you are. I mean, it's just very helpful, very handy. So that's another reason to be in touch with Ken. You can get a connection to him for this monitoring device. Call his office for a consultation, 352-735-1400. Everybody of age and everyone who is qualified to have this ought to have it, because it is a great tool, as Ken has suggested. All right, let's talk about a study that's been done by the Journal of the American Medical Association about intermittent fasting and what that does. Is it effective if you're trying to lose weight, Ken?
Yes, this is really important. This is really, I really caught my eye this week. This is from JAMA Network Open. That's the Journal of the American Medical Association, one of their publications, Network Open. And you're going to be hearing a lot about this intermittent fasting, if you haven't already, but even more. And a way to think about intermittent fasting is, most of us, when we try to lose weight, we go to calorie-restricted eating to lose weight. And all intermittent fasting, Doug, is time-restricted eating. So with calorie-restricted, you know, the dietitian or the doctor, me, I put you on a number of calories per day. But with time-restricted eating, you're not worried so much about calories. You're only focusing on when you eat. So the participants who ate only during an 8-hour window, Doug, in this study between noon and 8 p.m., each day lost more weight over 6 months than participants who were instructed to reduce their calorie intake, are you ready, by 25%. So the other group that did not restrict lost more weight when they only ate between noon and 8 p.m. Conclusion, Doug, time-restrictive eating can be an effective weight loss method. I think you're going to be hearing a lot about this. I've tried to eat 8 hours a day. with my busy schedule, I don't feel real good on it. I went to 10 hours. I feel much better. But I can restrict calories myself, and I try to the best of both worlds. And I'm eating about 10 hours a day right now, and I stop eating within 3 hours of going to bed. And it's helped me to keep my weight where I'm trying to keep it.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at this watch. I'm listening to you because I'm inhaling and exhaling. Maybe you can hear me breathing on the microphone. I'm trying to stay off the mic a little bit, but what it brings to my, it said to me to calm down. Now, I'm normally my stress level is about 15 out of 50.
I can hear it. I think our listeners can hear it today.
What? Yeah, well, yeah, okay, so I'll calm
and
down.
And what's the watch? I'm connecting on the app, and you got to it before me. I was busy reporting about intermittent fasting. And what's your stress number? I'm turning my app on.
It just
right
says,
now.
Please calm down. Yes. It doesn't tell me what my stress level is. I'm not finding the stress level like I usually do. And sometimes I don't use this the way I'm supposed to, but it really is. I'm not getting paid to talk about it. I just think that it's a fabulous tool to use, and I always have it on when Ken is with me so we can interpret stuff. And it isn't about me. It's about helping you understand. I am always happy to be a guinea pig for Ken. As he knows, HIPAA goes out the window when he and I are talking about what goes on with me, because I think it helps people and maybe is a way to learn some lessons. And as we're talking about losing weight, how about we spend a moment talking about Calotrin, which is it's spelled C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I always get comments from people, well, how do you spell this? It's Calotrin. What is the C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N? That's the name of the product. It's become the number one way to lose weight, the safe way, the non-toxic way. It keeps the weight off, too. I think that's more the target part of this program that I like. Toploss.com is their website. You can go online. You get the daily deals. Right now they're finishing this weekend with their Halloween deals, discounts on everything. But, knowing that there are discounts is great. Knowing how it works and that it's guaranteed to help you lose weight or you get your money back, that's why you choose Calotrin. Because it's so healthy, certified by the FDA, independently tested for quality. It's a perfect supplement for everybody who want to lose weight the natural way. Now, you may not think that's important. That's up to you. But if you're consciously thinking about doing all the right things so that you're as healthy as you can be, this is the way to do it in the weight loss department. Okay, so go to the website, toploss.com. Check out the deals and check out the products. Check out how it'll work for you. Sign up, take the product, use Doug as a code for free shipping and all these discounts that you can get on pretty much everything they have in their catalog. Check it out, toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calotrin.
This product is all about healthy weight loss, so there's no drugs, there's no stimulants, there's nothing that's going to make you feel sick or jittery. You actually take it at bedtime, and it works to rev up your metabolism naturally, rebuilding lean muscle tissue.
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calotrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. TopHealth.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Got free shipping, among other things. The Halloween discounts apply on everything, so check it out at TopLoss.com. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So I'm not trying to belabor this, but I look at look at this watch, and I'm thinking about how many steps I take in a day. And I see that there has been, because of the meeting here in Boston last week of the College of Surgeons, the reality of what happens when you take 7,500 steps before surgery. So give us the scoop, will you, Ken?
This is some great news out of the American College of Surgeons, Doug. The odds of complications within 90 days after hospital discharge, they're reduced by half if a patient is getting more than 7,500 steps a day before their procedure. So if you're able to walk and you have elective scheduled surgery, think about 7,500 steps a day and your likelihood of getting a complication in the 90 days after discharge is much reduced. So this is great.
Isn't that amazing?
Thinking about elective surgery.
That's amazing. It is. It's phenomenal. It's great. All right. We have a thing on the Good Day program called Food, Farm, and Family. We have a website, foodfarmfamily.com. We post every day recalls. Thought it was interesting that you thought it was important to talk about the salmonella outbreak that has been linked to pre-cut onions in a number of states. That's one of the things we did talk about on the Food, Farm, Family broadcast. So we want to give us the background on that.
Yes, the FDA is investigating a salmonella outbreak, Doug. You probably know a lot more about this than all of us. It's linked to packaged diced onions that has sickened at least 73 people across 22 states. The reason why I'm bringing this up is 15 of the illnesses were so bad that people required hospitalization.
Oof.
Yeah. Gill's Onions has already issued a recall for the products, which include diced yellow onions, diced onions and celery, diced, am I pronouncing this right, mirepoix, which is onions, carrots, and celery, and diced red onions.
You got this. The whole thing, I could go on. You said we could make a whole program out of something we were talking about earlier. I could make a whole program out of this because of the problems of growing food in one place and packaging it, moving to other parts of the country. Anyway, there's the word from Dr. Ken. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken in just a few moments.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back at 53 after the hour is Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with some questions for Dr. Ken that you can dial in, by the way. 855-999-3684. Some of the questions make the voices actually make it onto the air. Some of the questions that we do, we transcribe to get them to Ken so he can answer them. But if you care to dial us up anytime, it doesn't have to be just when Ken's on the air, but you'll be thinking about it then because you'll hear me talking about it. But this phone line's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for calls and comments, questions for Dr. Ken at 855-999-3684. Now, let's talk about a blood test. People are wondering about the risk for ALS, which is Gehrig's disease, right? And what happens because of all the toxins that are in the air. We could probably say this, there's so many toxins in the air. I was talking earlier about plastics and what's happening after Halloween with all the plastic stuff, the disposable things, supposedly disposable, that we get. You know, packaging is a big issue here, and I'm wondering how that may play into this study. What do you say?
Yeah, this is, take note, everybody. This is out of the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry this week, Doug. Researchers that use the blood test to gauge a person's risk for Lou Gehrig's disease. This is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a mouthful. Horrible problem. And the test is based on exposure to environmental toxins such as pesticides and PCBs. It can also help predict a person's survival after an ALS diagnosis. So by looking at all the possible causes, it seemed like those two were at the highest in terms of being linked to people who were getting ALS. Just something to take note about.
All right, so this is an offshoot of something we talked about on a previous program when I asked you how doctors are going to deal with AI in patient care. One of the things the FDA is looking at, apparently, is the fact that there are no real rules. So would you be expected as a doctor to make up your own rules in your clinic as to how artificial intelligence may play into how you treat your patients?
Well, I think the general rule that we all act by, you know, we take an oath, do no harm. And so that's a general rule. If I was using AI, you know, I would want to use it to just improve the quality level of care. Where I think we have problems with it, you know, this is, I like to call it assisted intelligence, Doug,
yeah.
Where it benefits the patients.
I would like that. Yeah.
Where it's used to filter out who gets what, that's where I have trouble with. And, you know, and there are unfortunate efforts in various relationships to medicine to try to introduce it as a way to filter out who should get what. And
yeah.
And this is where you need, you know, a personal physician involved in these decisions, not the machines. And I think this is what most people are concerned about.
Next question. When will the nationwide Adderall shortage end? I didn't know there was a shortage of Adderall, but then I think I know what Adderall is. Isn't that for ADHD and some of the things, the mind disconnect stuff? And a lot of people need it. ADHD is sort of a neurological disorder, right? Isn't it?
Right. ADHD, yeah. Medication shortage. It is straining patients and families who are dealing with this. And hopefully, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't think really anyone knows the answer to your question. And hopefully, this is a longer, bigger term picture about it. How and where we depend on where our drugs are made. And I think this is just a warning to our planning that we should be making medications here in America with adequate availability, adequate testing. And, you know, you get your medicines coming in from wherever, you know, is the FDA
China.
Really out there checking enough?
Nope, not at all. They don't check anything that comes in. They don't even check the meat that comes in, the food, the produce from other countries, never mind the drugs. And
this is a symptom of a big problem that hopefully we bring most of our, all of our drug manufacturing
back
locally.
Here. Yep, exactly. That's a word. Those are thoughts and sentiments expressed by all the people who are actually in the know. And speaking of the people that are in the know, that's what Dr. Ken is all about. Here at your service on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.